should require many shiurim to deal with. And you probably heard shiurim about the topics in one way or another, and there's a ma'ala to that also. When you hear a shiur, we're going to discuss mostly today Hallel, and there are many shiurim about Hallel, Deraisa, Rabbanan, Negeel, Halacha, also Suffolk. You said Hallel, didn't say Hallel, the Makoros of Hallel, the differences at different days with your Hallel, and all that is very important and nice. But we're doing this from a different perspective. We're learning the Ramban on Hasagas on the Rambam, and it's a different type of a limud when you learn something inside. We're focusing mostly on the Ramban vis-a-vis the Rambam, and even to learn this, we're not really doing justice to it. But at least I think we've accomplished this much, that when you learn it inside, you understand it differently, and you understand that every word of the Ramban should be thought about, every raya of the Ramban should be thought about, and the real way to learn it, if you had all the time in the world, is to simply look up every Mar Makom in the Ramban and trace it and track it and see what the Chiddush is in the way that Ramban understood that particular Mar Makom, and that's how many Gedolim have learned this. And Zelig Epstein, for example, Zichrono Bracha, he was very fond of this limud, and some of his Chiddushim are coming out now, being printed. And you can see, and he's just one example of how every particular line of the Ramban, and you look at the Nosei Kelim here, you see the same thing. Again, it's a yam. I don't want to overwhelm myself, and certainly not you. So we're not actually going through all the different nuances in the Nosei Kelim, but here and there I showed you things in Megillas Esther, in the Leif Samech, Kinasop, Maganisa Tava, which is in the back, and you see how seriously they took this. So if we got a little bit of a taste of that, that's already a big deal. And from this perspective, we'll learn today another couple of paragraphs, and then I'll leave you to finish, if you will, on your own, the rest of Shorash Rishon Hasagas Ramban, so for the sake of completion. Okay, so we are up to, if you're looking at the edition with the Frankel Ramban, it's Amud Lamed. What's a little bit frustrating, I guess I would say, when you want to look at the Ramban and see the Nosei Kelim, you're often not going to look at the same page. It's not lined up, et cetera, because they wrote so much and they're trying to put the Maganisa Tavas in the back. So then it's a little bit easier in that regard, because he tells you, Shuv Ramban, and then the Mitzayim, the Amud here. But then if you look at the Megillas Esther, you're not going to look in the same page. You're going to have to look 3 pages later, 5 pages later, for what the Ramban was talking, what it was quoted as earlier. Anyway, so we are up to Amud Lamed in Hasagas. We just finished discussing, again, we just did it one shiur yesterday, basically, maybe two shiurim. Again, a very big Indian and very deep and very worth spending a whole month on. And that is the Lo Sasser issue. The Rambam's Lo Sasser, the Ramban's Lo Sasser. We saw basically what the Machokis is. We saw how the Ramban makes his case against the Rambam. We saw some of the svaras that the Achronim bring in defense of the Rambam and in terms of understanding the Machokis. Okay, so now the Ramban is going to say one more thing. Then he's going to address Hallel. So I want to just read that paragraph quickly because it's an interesting Indian for itself about Megillas Esther. We'll go through it just to see what the Ramban says. And then we'll go into the main focus of this year. That's the part about Hallel. Okay, Vani Tama al Harav. Now he continues to make his case against the Rambam. He says, Vani Tama al Harav, Shezeh Gomar Daito, Vizos Svar Tekuetz, Lo Yasech Lo Tamut. That he's so convinced about his Svara that he can't budge it. Shehaobad Vichachamim, that if you violate what the Chacham say, Bein Betakanos, Bein Bemitzvos, Hamischadshos, again, different categories of Rabbanan, it all is all Sasser. Obar HaSev Lo Sasser Shabbat Torah, you have to listen to Kachosha Yeruchan and Lo Sasser. V'nestaveno Moshem Piagvura L'kaba Kol Mitzvah Shiyisad Lo Sav L'asso Samy Lo Sasser. That means that whatever the Chachamim said goes into what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, that we have to listen to the Chachamim. And if this is in fact the case, according to the Rambam, says the Ramban, I'm going to turn the tables on you, Rambam. If that's the case, what's bothering you about the Lahad? Lama yichbar alav chesben bar halachos shemana mitzvah chanukah umegillah shenemu Moshe misina. In other words, manafshach, the Rambam, you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you hold that L'Sasser is in fact that including the Rabbanans, so why are you really bothered by the fact that the Bahad counts the Rabbanans in the Tayag? After all, it all was given Moshe Mi Sinai and it's part of Lo Sasser. Avo, Anachnu, Anu, im hayos datenu she'en ben zeichet b'lav hazeh. We, meaning the Ramban himself, even though we hold that these inyanim of siyagim and takanos and so on are not part of l'sasar. L'sasar, as we saw yesterday and the day before, is the fact that the chacham are going to interpret pshat and the pasuk a certain way. That's where l'sasar relates to that. You have to accept the perush of what the chacham said is the pshat in the Torah. So we don't hold that l'sasar goes on these inyanim. Smach, some of these inyanim are smach of l'sasar, not all. To say, you know, it's from the Torah. Since Hashem gave them authority to organize and to institute, so therefore they can always, you know, use the asmach, the method, to pin it back on the Torah. Okay, that's what we say. The atema shetama rav, that which the Rambam was wondering, Mentor Tziva Lanu Moshe. So how could it be that if it's a Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that 611 were from Moshe, that we're going to talk about something that happened at the end of Bayis Sheni and so on, and Megillah, so Sheyirmos, the Megillah, V'derech Hanukkah B'Gematria, that it goes into the 611, that he's Meramis to those things that happened historically later, Ein Anu Gadol, that Tema is not such a great wonder. Why? Now the Ramban brings something interesting, Benegia Megillas Esther. Keep this in your back pocket for Purim, to get into this Indian if you wanted to. Shekvar Darshu, and he quotes the Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin. The Gemara says, Ksov Zos Ikarim Basefer, it's a pasuk in Bishalach. So we dash in Ksov Zos, and it's talking about Mechamas Amalek, the fight against Amalek, that's the context of the pasuk there. Ksov Zos Mashakasav Kan, over Mishnah Torah, that's Zohar. That's a reference to Amalek again in Pashis Kiseitse. Mishnah Torah Zikaron, Mashikasa ben Neviim, that's the story about Shaul fighting Amalek, of a Sefer Mashikasa ben Megillah. Now, this is specifically in the Gemara about the Inyan of Mechamas Amalek, but the Ramban is seeing it as a broader Inyan, in a Gea Megillah in general, that you see that the Megillah has a Shaykhis to the Torah. And that's because I have to know what these four expressions are, each word by itself. This is the Ramban writing in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not like a translation. So the Ramban obviously has something in mind with the four words. What he's trying to say is that the Torah is speaking about what will be in the future, and the Torah can allude to all that in its words. For example, Kfar Ramzal Goluseinu. Famous Gematria, the Ramban makes a big deal about this in another svarim that he wrote. In Chumash he mentions it, in Sefer Geula he mentions it. The Gematria v'noshantem. It says, Ki solid ban v'nevanim v'noshantem v'oretz. So that's in Pashas Veschana. We read it in Tisha B'Av. V'noshantem is a Gematria of 852. Good. So that means that it was supposed to be, Kali Yisrael, it was a prediction that Kali Yisrael going to Golos after that number of years, once they enter Eretz Yisrael, Noshantem, Vars Kaminim, Noshantem. Now, Rashi quotes this Chazal already. They only went into Golos not after 852, after 850, because it was 480 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim that the Beis HaMikdash was built. But that includes 40 years in the Midbar. So from the time they entered till the Beis HaMikdash was built, first Beis HaMikdash was 440. And then the first Beis HaMikdash lasted for 410, that makes 850. So Hashem did a chesed, that we were exiled 2 years before 852, so that shouldn't be fulfilled what it says in the pasuk there, Ki abo tavedun maher. But meanwhile, the remez is there for us. So the Ramban, again, in various places, he makes a big deal about this gematria. He shows you gematria is a chashuva thing. And he says that the Torah does these things. Torah has something which is a prediction. A whole sefer called Sefer Geula, the Ramban wrote, about showing that the Geula seed is predicted in Tanakh. At the time it was written, no one knew exactly what it meant. It could have been just saying a warning. If this will happen, then Chas v'Shalom, you're going to Golos. But since it's written in a way that describes it like it's going to happen, it's not written, should you perform a desire, should you buy... It sounds like it's going to be, so after it happened, we understood that it really was a prediction. and the Torah is merami to what will be. So the Ramban is referring to that here as well, as we read inside. Now, kimot she'amru, tzedakah asa kadosh baruch hu Yisrael, this is what I just told you, shehigdim shteishan livenoshantan. That's what I just explained, that it was 2 years early. So he's showing you, just like over there, the Torah can talk about what will be future-wise, so too over here, with the mitzvahs, with Megillah, the chein amru, so too they say as follows, the Perek Rishon Shel Brachos, daf hei, ma'idachsiv, it says in Mishpatim, at the end of the parashah Mishpatim, ve'en lecha, Hashem says to Moshe, come up to Asina, I'm going to give you sluchos ha'evin, the Torah ba'amitzvah shekasavti lo'rosam. So what are these various expressions referring to? It says, gemara luchos ha'evin zu ha'mikra, va'atorah zu ha'mishnah, va'amitzvah kimashma'a, the mitzvah says shekasavti, elu nevi'im, lo'rosam zeh ha'talmud. So included here is the nevi'im, and the Talmud, v'lamit shekum nitnu Moshe v'sinai. So what is he trying to say? You see that in some way the Torah at Sinai already contains within it the future svarim that will be written. So this is what the Ramban meant earlier with Megillah. The Megillah is really in some way rooted in Sinai. The Torah is meramis to it. And therefore it doesn't bother me that the Bahav can count Purim Megillah as part of Tayyad. Why? Because so the Rambam couldn't understand. How could you include Rabbanans in Torah Tzivul Anu Moshe? The answer is, you see that it could be included in Torah Tzivul Anu Moshe. Now he brings one more interesting marker. B'gmar Yerushalmi Maseches Megillah, Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Nasan, Bar Kappara, Reshu Ben Levi, Rav Yasvin. They were sitting, the various rabbis, the Amrin, HaMegillah Zos, Nemra Lamosha B'Sinai Elish Ein Mukta Mucha B'Torah. Wow! What does this sound like? This Yerushalmi? That Mamish, the Megillah, sounds like the Rambam's understanding this Yerushalmi, that the Megillah, the text of the Megillah, Ein Mukta Mucha B'Torah. It was all given, it was all written. Now, just a little ha'ara, just before we continue now with Hallel. So the Maganisa Tavas I saw here in the back of everything, at the back of everything, after all the Vosase, so they have the Maganisa Tava. And the Amud here is Amud Tuf Mem Vav in the Frankel edition. So he's going to show you how he nitpicks on the Ramban. I'll just show you one piece there, you'll see. So he has here Sukkas of Ramban, Tafnim Vav, the right column, Vatema Shatama Rav, Minator Tzibu Moshe, and so on, everything we just read. He says, still, the Rambam's Tmiya is still in Komo Medes. Why? What did the Ramban quote? He quoted Gemara Megillah, Psov Zosi Karim Vasefer, which alludes to Megillah. He quoted the Gemara that it was Unit Moshe Mesinai, including the Megillah. And he quoted a Yerushalmi that in Muktam Muchbatoa that the Megillah was never Moshe Mesinai. All of this speaks about what being given Mesinai. What? The Megillah's Esther. What was the Bahag speaking about, Rabbi Hussein? What was he speaking about to count as Tayyad? He was talking about the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. Check the Magen Yisatava. Take a look. One little paragraph. Just to show you. Again, we can't read every single thing, but just to show you how he was, or on the Ramban's Hasaga, on the Rambam. He says, I don't understand. The Rambam's Hasaga on the Ramahag is still valid. He says, why? When he's died, he says, dying to me as a Rambam Komo Medes, the Rambam Toma al Bahag, Shamana Mikra Megillah, the Toch Tayag Mitzvahs. Right? Ubedrush Azu, the Basefer, the Sefer is, Ksov Zosikam Basefer, the Sefer Mashikasu the Megillah, Eina Merumas, Sheyia mitzvah lekrosa, ela lekosva, and he brings the Gemara of Megillah Dav Zayin. Shochas to Chachamim, kasvuni ledoros. That should be kisvei Hakodesh. Well, zem masik at shematzu mikra kasuv Megillah. Ksov zos gav beseifim at shkasuv Megillah. V'hai leinik siva. Avo mikra Megillah shemana bahag he lekrosa. V'zeh ena merumas b'shum kasuv b'Torah b'dok. Where do you see a remez in the Torah to kriyas Megillah? So I saw Rabbi Zell Gepstein in the Ksavim that were printed a year ago in Yeshurun. So he says, but wait a second. In the Megillah itself, it's written the mitzvah to read the Megillah. There's part of the text. It says, Hayam Ayam, this Karim Benassim. So So what's the Magnus of Tumas problem? You know, if the Megillah was Misinai, then there's a mitzvah Megillah. Yeah, so he asks that. And he tries to say, but it could be, you find a lot of times that there could be additions that were made later. You know, the Iker Sefer was written earlier. But that doesn't mean every single last word. It could be that, could be those psukim, they're talking about the Chovas HaKriya, that still could have been later. It's not a stira to say that the Megillah was before. Anyway, so that's what the Ramban will hold. Anyway, Tzitzach Rabbidik, as you can imagine. I just wanted you to see this because we were reading Keseda, so we saw this paragraph too, and obviously there's a lot more that you can do with this as well, this section about Megillah. Let's go now to the next part of the Ramban, which is our focus. And this is going to be very interesting to see what the Inyan of Halal is. That the Bahag quoted in his list the days of Hallel. Now, let's just mention, by way of introduction, that the name of the Gemara quoted numerous times in Shas and Brachas and Erechin, other places, there are Yudches Yomim, She'awat, She'gomim es HaHallel, we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, and one Laila. In other words, 18 days, and one night that we have Ho Hallel. What are they?
First day of
Pesach, good. All 8 days of Sukkot, that's nine. What? Shavuos is 10. Chanukah is 18. And what's the one night? Night of Pesach. Good. Now, the night of Pesach, there's a pasuk that's quoted, Hashir Yelchem Kelel is Kadesh Chag. Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Navi Yeshaya is predicting the demise of Sancheirev, when it was an incredible miracle. They all died as they were laying siege to Yerushalayim in the time of Chizkiyahu. And that song that you're going to sing in the wake of that miracle will be the equivalent of what it was, Kelel Kadesh Chag, which is the remnant of Yisrael Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach. So you have this inyan of 18 days, one night for the Bahag, that's 19 of Taryag. Not one, but 19. I believe so, that's how it works. But it doesn't exactly tell you how it fits, but that's how it seems to line up. Now, the Rambam is very troubled by the Bahag. Let's remind ourselves of how the Rambam attacked the Bahag on this, and then we see the Ramban's defense. So if you go back to the text of the Rambam in the Shoresh, so let's just read a line or two of the Rambam again. Okay, again, to find everything is unavailable by Torah too, I guess, you know, to find the right page, turning the pages, yeah. So the Rambam says here, Vatema, yeah, toward the beginning. This Umanu Nechanaka and so on, the Stakel Misha Yishma Lashonam, Nemru Lo Lamosha Besinai, toward the beginning. The Yimna Kriyas HaHalel Sheshibach Bo David Al Vashalom Hakel Yisraelim. The Kriyas HaHalel that David was praising Hashem with Shetiva B'Moshe. I mean, this is David's praise to HaKadosh Baruch. How could it be Torah Tziva on the Moshe? And then it goes on, the Yimna Nechanaka and so on. Now, the Ramban is going to have a number of approaches in defense of the Bahag. First of all, let's ready anticipate. To the extent that the Ramban says there's no problem counting the Rabbanans as part of Taryag, so right, there's no problem here either. Because it could still fit. Torah Tzivu Anu Moshe, it's all Nirmaz in the Torah, and it relates to how we are to conduct ourselves. The Rabbans can fit with Taryag. But the Ramban is going to go a step further. The Ramban is going to make the case that actually Hallel can be the Reis as well. Now, it's going to be from different perspectives. One angle is going to be, let's speak it outside just some of the points and we'll see the nitty-gritty inside. One approach is that there's a difference between the nusach of Hallel and the concept of Hallel. So that is to say, and he's going to show the Rambam himself has to concede the point, b'negiyah tefillah, b'rachas hamazon. So the idea of Hallel could be the Reis. We'll have to know exactly where it fits for the Reis. Also a whole discussion, many Rishonim on this as well, but we're going to focus on the Ramban. So the concept is Doraisa without a particular formula, particular text. But the Nusach, that could be from later. But then the Rabban is going to go even beyond that based on numerous Gemaras, that it could even be that the Nusach of Hallel was before David HaNach. And therefore, in that regard, the Bahag is even on safer ground to count Halal as part of Tayyag. Let's see what he does here. So back to this paragraph that we're in. This is now Amud Lamid Beis. That which the, again, the Rambam is so astonished, and he quotes here this Bonein, this Pale, he's wondering, Hech Nachshov Shekriya Sahalel Sheshivach Bo David HaMelech Ukel Shemosh Rabbeinu Tziva Ba. So he says, V'gam Be'ena Yifleh My Maharav. What the Rambam is saying is, in my eyes, strange. You know, he's wondering about the Bahag, I'm wondering about him. So who atzmo, meaning the Rambam himself, mana the mitzvos are say hey, lispalelo. If you look ahead and say for mitzvos are say hey. Sometimes it's very hard to know, remember to know what mitzvos count where, and it's very hard to sort of double cone once in one of the sperm tries to figure out why the Seder HaMitzvahs in the Rambam is the way it is. In the Chinuch, it's al Seder HaParshis. In the Rambam, it's very hard to pin down. But anyway, certainly the early mitzvahs would seem to be more foundational in nature, more yisodistic. So mitzvahs say, hey, is the mitzvah l'spal b'chol yom. The Rambam does count. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds, it actually doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, and the Ramban has to fill it in with something else. But anyway, the mitzvah that the Ram counts, mitzvah say, hey, shetzivanu l'avdu yisaylech v'nichpal zeh numis peisa v'atem seshem olkechem v'osu savodu l'avdu. And even though it's a tzivah kolel, which is not necessarily a mitzvah, the Ram says in Shoresh Dalet, if it's all-encompassing mitzvah, it's not, it's general thing, kedoshim to you. That's not a mitzvah for itself, for the Rambam. Yesh bo yichud. It has a particular, specific expression and manifestation, which therefore counts and makes it a mitzvah. Shu tziva b'tzvila. Now, the nusach ha-tfila, as we know it, is certainly, the Rambam himself makes that clear in Hilchus Tfila, is later on, Ashkenaz Hagdola, Ezra. And yet, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, is pal v'choyo. Says the Ramban, on the Rambam, he says, who acts mo'man of the mitzvah, is pal lo shenema, v'atem shemel keichem, v'chol, v'avachon afshechem. It's not the Ramban or whoever wrote this up is combining different psukim. You see, there is no such pasuk to Lashon Hazeh. You should know. Listen to how he's quoted. Ba'avartem eis Hashem elkechem b'chol vavach v'nafshechem. Okay, if you look up such a pasuk, you're not going to find it. Okay, what do you find? There's a pasuk. I don't have a chumash here, but to say that ba'avartem eis Hashem el. I do have a chumash. Okay, take it back. Lo and behold, there's a dam in here in the shirum. Okay, for a reason. V'avaretem eis Hashem Elokeichem in Parshas Mishpatim at the end, right before we have Shvi there. Uverach Esrach Mecha V'esmeimecha. That's one pasuk. What's the other pasuk that has B'chol B'chol Nafshechem? That's in the Kriyashma. Shemot Yishma Yisosai Yishem Sabach Hayom Rahab Yishem Yishem Lo'avdo B'chol B'chol Nafshechem. So we took B'chol B'chol Nafshechem and we appended it to the other pasuk. Okay, just something to notice. Basically, the Rabban is talking about those two psukim and other similar ones. So, he counts the mitzvah to daven to Hashem. The adua, and we know, ki b'talmud omim, all over the place, the Gemara says, tadir, omim tadir, saying all the time, tefillah drabbanan. The Gemara says many times, tefillah drabbanan. So, how could the Rabban say it's the right? The Gemara says, tefillah drabbanan. Umifurish Amru, Gmar Brachos, Antik Nesagdola Tiknu, and we sell Brachos, Kedushos, the Havdalos, Nesach of Kiddush, Nesach of Havdalah, Nesach of Brachos, were Antik Nesagdola. So what's the Pshat? Vine, and the Ram yes says it's the Rabban. There's the rest. Vine, Ledaito, Tzarach, Shenefarish, Venoma, Shenitztavu Yisrael, Lispalel El Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're commanded to daven to Hashem. We are to ask from Hashem alone what we desire. This levado is an interesting word. The Ramban says this many, many places. It talks about, you know, tefillah. It talks about the definition of serving Hashem in tefillah is to daven Hashem levado, like the Nusach and Amimam, and also who levado ruispal, only to Hashem, nowhere, no one else. That's the definition. Otherwise, it's not pshat that you're doing this plus. You didn't do this. You haven't, if it's not Hashem Levado, that's not tefillah. V'yishbakshu mimenu levad yisalo mishalosam, The appeal of Fana Tachnosan with the publications in the Girsa that I have, the Eist Tsar Kum, anyone have a different edition? The old Nusach, not in the Frankel Rambam. You have a non-Frankel Rambam over there, Yosef. What do you have? The Eist Tsarasam. It's a very interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. The Eist Tsar Kum when you're in need, okay? You're in need all the time. You have needs. Beis Sarasam means when you have a distress. What's the difference? The difference is, ironically, the Ramban himself, in his, maybe you heard this once, in his sheet, in his Hasagas, the mitzvah says, hey, it's not just the Hasagas on the Sharashim, it can continue. You know, throughout the mitzvah, you have points where the Ramban has his Hasagas. So the Ramban's sheet is that there is no mitzvah deraisa b'chol yom kedavin, but if there would be, it would be the mitzvah to daven when you're in Eist Tsara. And he quotes the source for that, guess where? Parshas Paloscha, this coming week's Parsha. The Chislo Muhammad Ba'artzachem Ha'atzar, Tzarecha Ba'arayoseh Ba'chatzotzvah. Which could be why the Ramban doesn't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, even though the Ramban would seem to agree that the Eist Tsara is a mitzvah to Lispal, so why doesn't it count in the Ramban? He takes out mitzvahs to say, hey, let it be there for the Ramban, and let it be Eist Tsara. But the answer is, it's part of the mitzvah of Chatzotzros, the stomach. Variosa v'chatzotzros. So if there's a mitzvah of Chatzotzros which is counted, so the Ramban would put tefillah in that. It wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. So the Ramban l'shita so, that would hold that the mitzvah is Eist Tsara, even though he's talking here about the Rambam. Okay, so he's sort of not being fair here. But he's putting his own bias into his own words. The concept is not going to matter. In other words, the concept he's trying to say is that the mitzvah is in the abstract to cry out to Hashem, but the nusach will be when this comes later on. When is that mitzvah to daven to Hashem to cry out in whatever nusach? So the Ramban l'shitaso expresses the Eist Tsarasam. That would explain the nusach of the old nusach. If you change it to the Eist Tsar Kum, then it's not like the Ramban is taking sides. He's anything, he's maybe sticking with the Ramban. Yeah. That would be the Shino here. It's Sarkam, it's Sarasam. Good. Understand what you appreciate when you read inside, you appreciate things you don't otherwise appreciate. Right. Okay. So what's the point? That we have mitzvah with the Davin Takash Baruch. But that's whatever. Once a day, or based Sarkam, whatever that might be. Abo she is chayvo is pal b'chol yom. Boke b'erev. That which we have to daven regularly, three times a day, every day. Again, for the Ramban, it wouldn't be every day either. Whenever you're in a crisis, zeh takanos chachamim hu, u'keneged tamidim tiknum. That's where it's established. Neged tamidim, it's takanos chachamim keneged tamidim. Gam, and furthermore, gam betakana zu, even within this takana that they fixed, they had a takana every day. Lo pirshu madbeya the nusach shel tefila. Elohi mispalim kolach adachat pisachus rishon v'chachmasa. What used to happen was, people would just express themselves as the Spirit moved them, whatever words came out. This is all stated by none other than the Rambam himself. That people would daven ad hoc in whatever nusach. The Ezra Beis Dino Amdu v'Tiknu Shmona Esri Brachas Kedei Sheyu Aruchos V'Pi Yaakov V'Tiyat Tfilas Lashon Halogim Shleima K'Tfilas Ba'al Lashon V'Deberes Gedolos Hatzacha. It's basically the Rambam's Lashon he's saying here, that in order that the person, Halogim are people who can't speak well, they're tongue-tied, and their Nusach would have, they have a formula and they can express themselves in 2 seconds just like people who speak beautifully. Okay? V'Chein Tiknu Minyan Atfilas K'Minyan HaKabonos Kozeh Kosav Harab B'Lashon Marbach. Just a second, literally a second. V'hinei harab lamad lindanu ha'inyan hazeh. Ubir osolano bir shalem. And if that's the case, then what's his big problem with the Baha'i when it comes to Halu? That's where the Ramban's driving it. Okay, that's where he's going. Yeah?
It's interesting, another Gersh of change which alludes to the...
The Beres Gedolos. Yeah, what's that?
The Gersh they have is lo chiyah hatfila. The Gersh of Beres was lo mishnah hatfila.
Uh-huh. Well, Mishnah tefillah, you have a little chiyuv at tefillah.
Yeah, so it fits with this kirsa again, that the Ramban go to the sheet
has of every day, okay? They missed that. And that the whole chiyuv of every day was the Ramban. Okay. So now comes the Ramban after being all this, v'nei harab l'mdan l'in yazeh, b'yolano b'yor shalem, g'lom yispale al ha-halel. Now here it's been medayk well. Why should it be so bothered and wondering al ha'alel shenitztava l'moshe b'sinai, that what? The Moshe was commanded b'sinai sheyomru Yisrael, the Kaiso should recite it when? B'moadehem, on their holidays. And we talk about Yuches Yom and the Lalachas. Shira Lokel. Now, let's go listen question to the Ramban. What is the mitzvah, the rice that Ramban is defining here as Halel? What is it? It's Klal Yisrael should do what on the Moadim? They should say Shira Lokel, Shehotzia mi Mitzrayim, the Kara Lohem es Hayam, the Hibdilam Ravodasho. Very interesting language. Now, what is the mitzvah deraisa? The mitzvah deraisa is a kaiso should on their moadim sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what? For Yetzias Mitzrayim, for Kriyas Yamsuf, and for being chosen to serve Him. Now, just a harola here. You know, Yetzias Mitzrayim, obviously it's captured in the Halal of David HaMelech. Halal David HaShem. And the case of Mitzrayim and Hayom Rav Hayonos is Kriyas Yamsuf. V'hibdilam Ravudaso Nu On Hashem Ken Yavdecha. I mean, certainly the Prokim of Halel capture these themes. The only thing is, what's interesting is that Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, is that Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and that day is not one of the Yitches Yamin, right? It's only the first day. It's interesting. So this. We have to know the Gemara in Erechim, which is soon going to be quoted by the Ramban also. The Gemara talks about why do we have a full Hallel after the first day of Pesach. So there is a Medrash that people like to quote all the time, Medrash Haninu, that the Taz quotes it, and the people like to quote it to the Musar of it, Masi Yertam Bayam, so we don't say full Hallel because it's in brown. That's not what the Gemara says. It's a Medrash. The Gemara has a different answer. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Sukkot that every day we have whole Hallel and Pesach, where it's only the first day? What's the Gemara's answer? Another Gemara? An Erechim? The Gemara says it's because by Sukkot the days are different in terms of their Kavanos, because there's a fluctuation. The Purim are not the same. There are many Kavanos of Musaf that are brought through Sukkot, of course, when any other day, that Ribui Kavanos. So the Purim start at 13, I go down by 1, Pari Achad. So the net sum of the Kavanos, the numbers change, and that indicates that there's a uniqueness to each day. In some sense, each day has its own distinct kedusha, which is mechayiv its own halal. Mashenkin by Pesach, as we well know, in the same kavanas repeat themselves. Okay, but that's the case. I think we understand the Ramban. So how could you say that kavanas hayam is halal? It's part of Halal Dachiv, and yet Kavanos Hayam, the day of Kavanos Hayam, we're not going to say Halal. The Pesha is like this. The Halal of the first day of Pesach is not just the Halal of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Halal of the first day of Pesach is the Halal of Kriyas Yamsuf too. In other words, the Nishim of Pesach, which include Kriyas Yamsuf, are all covered by the first day. It's just that we don't repeat the Halal subsequently because we've already said it. And the Halal of the Yom Rishon Shel Pesach is, according to the Gemara, is going on everything. L'may nafka mina, this is what I think the Rav used to say this to Shem's father, and some others say it too. Mipshim Azamin, I don't know, maybe a lot of people machav into this idea. Nafka mina. And you could say nafka between maybe the Gemara and the Medrash. What would be if somebody didn't say Halal on the first day of Pesach? So what would happen? And then let's say they say Halal the second day, third day, fourth day, and then there comes Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So then you say Ho Halal, because you haven't yet said Ho Halal for Pesach yet. According to the Medrash, maybe not. It's another Nafka Mina. Somebody comes by Mitzvah in the middle of Pesach. So his Halal before was a Katan. Now he's a Gadol. So the point is that the Halal of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the Halal of Kriyas Yamsuf, is in fact what we say on the first day of Pesach. So the Ramban says that's part of what you're singing to Hashem about. Okay, so that's the nusach of Halal could be the Rabbanan and David HaMelech, but it still could actually be a Doraisa. Now, here too, the Nosei Kelim nitpick on the Ramban's Hasaga, and they say, well, what did the Bahag really say when he counted the Halal as a mitzvah? he's counting the mitzvah in the abstract, he's counting that which we are gomer halo in the way that we do. I think it's here also in the there is no sekelim. Let's see. Let's see who I can find. Maybe it's Magnisa Tava. Let's see in the back. Magnisa Tava is in a way easier. He just goes paragraph by paragraph in the Ramban. In the back. What page was it again? Yeah, Tafnem Vav. Tafnem Zayin. Yeah, Tafnem Zayin. Os Tes Maganisa Tava. You just read a few lines here. Shubba Haramban, Vapriyash Amahara, Vahulu Yakan Lishono. So basically, it's what we just read. It's, The Rambam took the lashon of the Bahag to mean that this Hallel that we are saying is a mitzvah d'oraisa, meaning the ain lo mahal stam, ratzalom ashira koachad be'achad pitzachus l'shono. The Ramban's first defense of the Bahag is saying, well, look, David was misakin the nusach, but the idea d'oraisa is you can mekayim with shira in the abstract, whatever moves you to express on the Moadim, the Shirat Hashem, for Tzis Mitzrayim, for Kriyas Yamsuf, for choosing us to serve Him, but as far as the Nusach, that's the David. But that's not what the Bahag said, and that's what the Rambam is asking the Bahag, because the Bahag said, that which we are being Gomer Sa'al, that's the Mitzvah. Because the Inkein Lahabim Lamema Ha'halel, Behe Hayadiyah, Ad Kedekach. The lesson of the Bahag was, and that's what he thinks the Rambam was picking on in the Bahag, the Yud Ches Yom Ligmor es ha-halel. That means the Bahag is making our halel that we read from Tehillim, that is the mitzvah. But oh my Lashon Ligmor Sa'al Dinaka, what's Ligmor? If it's going an our halel, that then we understand the Lashon Ligmor, because there are days we don't say whole halel, only half halel, and we skip. But if it's the Shira Stamachav, and if the Bahag meant what the Ramban is suggesting right now, that the Bahag meant that the mitzvah is to say Shira on these days, Lo shachoma ligmar. There's no chiyuv ligmar sahala. There's no chiyuv lo mashira, and there's no shir v'nusach l'shir min haTorah, because the ligmar is David. It's not Moshe. So again, see how the Morgan Sutava, and I think other Nosi can maybe also say something similar to defend the Bahag from this hasav. But the truth is, the Ramban's not finished. The Ramban is soon going to say that even the nusach could be the rise for Moshe. That's where the Ramban is going even more. Yeah.
The Rambam has the
mitzvah
of halal, like a
repair shayim. The Rambam, this I mentioned now, the Rambam holds mefurish. And by the way, this Ramban that we're reading, these languages is quoted in the Kesef Mishnah, Mamish verbatim, where in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam has Hilchos Halal, the details of halal in Hilchos Chanukah, in Perek Gimel, Megillah and Chanukah and the Rambam together. The first two prakim are Megillah, and then the next two prakim are Chanukah. And the Rambam starts in Mil Paragimel, Hilchos Chanukah, starts talking about Hallel in Paragimel. So and then in Paragdal he goes to the to Neris Chanukah, Lukas Ner Chanukah. So in the Rambam Paragimel Halacha Hey, he talks about Chanukah. B'chol Yom B'Yom, we'll see what the Rambam is going to say about Chanukah soon. Nishmonas Hayomim, Gomim Mesahal, Baruch Hashekid Shan, and so on. Because this is why he's so upset with the Bahag. So he wants you to understand. It's the Rabbana. You look in the Kesef Mishnah, quotes from the Hasagas of Ramban to Shoreshav on that halach. Yeah.
Let me go back on Marmi's Tava's point. It's a good point that Baha'i lists that sounds like all 19 individually are mitzvah, but still the Rambam should do one mitzvah.
Okay, so you're saying another point that you can't see as 19 separate, which I think is mashmah to me that he was doing yet. That we haven't seen inside.
Still, the Rambam should have one mitzvah halal.
No, the Rambam doesn't see it as deraisa. The Rambam holds it's always drabbanan, it's never deraisa. There's not even a mitzvah deraisa on any. Yeah, it's deraisa. Okay, there are Gemaras that could be weighing in over here. There's a Gemara in Brachas, so we'll get to it. Let's try to move on. Okay, so the Rambam, so we could stay here days. The Ramban, every line of the Ramban is a sugya to track. But just to get the bigger picture. He says, okay, so you could always say the inyan of Shira is deraisa and the nisach is David. And exactly what does it mean that the mitzvah is deraisa? So what exactly is the makkah? We haven't defined the makkah yet. And what is the nature of the mitzvah? He told you what he should do. You should praise Hashem and the Moadim for taking us out of Mitzrayim and splitting the Yamsuf and choosing us to serve him. The Rambam continues, V'chein hashir shebemigdash min ha-Torah. So now he's going to talk about Shira in a different context. The Levim, you know, sang Shira, Hashir Shem Ha'ir Mitzvah Migdash, when B'shas Nisach Hayayin during the Karbanos, by the Tmidim, by the Musafim. And we know from the Mishnayis, from the Shoshana, Tamid, what the specific Mizmah we have every day, Shir Shel Yom, what the Mizmahim were. So he says, the Shir Shem Ha'Migdash, Shum Min HaTorah, Kedivei Ha'omer Erech and Yir Aleph, Iker Shira B'Peh. The whole Shaila. But they did it with music, and they also had the vocal. So what is the chokis in the Gemara? Iker shir peh, iker shir bekli, nafgaminus, different nafgaminus, maybe for the Bidoche Shabbos, in terms of who was able to be on the duchan to be part of the orchestra. Nafgaminus, whether iker shir peh, iker shir bekli, or bepeh, so again, in sukkah as well. The Ramban is going here, iker shir bepeh. And another thing, v'shira ma'akeres karban. The Ramban is taking sides here. I'm just going to give you background. It's a machlokas. Rav Meir and the Chachamim in Erech in Daf Yud Aleph. Rav Meir holds that Shira is ma'akev the karban. Shira is ma'akev the karban. That's Rav Meir. Tanu Rabbanan says Gemara Yud Aleph and Erechin Hashira ma'akev the karban. Did Rav Meir v'chamram in ma'akev. My time to Rav Meir. Then Yana Dioma Rabosei. The Amar Kra, Va'etna Salavim, Misunim Aaron Levana, Mitoch Bnei Yisrael, Ulchabel Bnei Yisrael. Where's the pasuk? Where? Sefer Bamidbar. What parsha? The Etna Salavim, Misunim Aaron Levana, Bamidbar Ches Yutes. What parsha is it? That was maybe similar pasukim. Va'etna Salavim, similar Mitoch Bnei Yisrael, Ulchaper Bnei Yisrael. This pasuk is in Baloscha. Says Rav Meir, Maka Par Ma'akeves, Af Shira Ma'akeves. The Gemara says it's a different drasha to tell you Shira is by Yom, not by Laila. You have to know what it means. Shira is Ma'akev the carbon. Tosis asks, Shira is B'shas Nisuch, and Nisuch is not Ma'akev the carbon. A person can bring the carbon today and the Nisuch whenever. Okay, the Gemara says Shira Ma'akeves is a carbon. That's Rav Meir. That's what the Ramban is quoting here. So Shira Ikas Shira B'peh, Shira Ma'akeves carbon. And yet, Behuga David. But the Shira is from Tillin, David. Kimosha Shaninu B'Mesachas Tami, the famous Mishnah. We read this Mishnah in Davening when?
Shabbos.
After Musaf. Dita Magtoras, and then we have this Mishnah. Hashir Shahi Ovim Amrits HaMikdash Barishin HaYomim Hashem Artsim Loa B'Tehvi Yoshiva, and so on. So what is the Rabban showing you? That the Nusach of the Mizmorei Shira is David. But what still existed midoraisa for the Levim to do b'shas ha-karban, b'shas ha-nisuch? Something. But if they did a different mizmor, would it be yotze doraisa? Yes. This is pointed out, this line of the Ramban is pointed out by the Minchas Chinuch. In the mitzvah of Avodas HaRetiv HaMikdash, Parshas Korach, Shin Sadi Dalet, Os Zayin, the Minchas Chinuch. He named Mibur the Mishnah Sov Mitzach the Tamid in the Rambam quotes it Hashir Shem Beis Hamikdash Umikami Dasi David Nach Ma'amru. So before David came along with these Mitzvahim, what did they say? The Gemara says in Musaf in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph Musaf Shabbos they had, you know what they say for Shira? Hazivlecha. That's Hazivlecha, you know. Hazib Lecha, Hazinu, divided up into certain breaks, Machokis, what each of the Rashi Tevis is for, each of the letters. But we follow this. We have to wait in Shul too, we have to break at those points. Hazib Lecha. So that already they had before David, Hazinu. But anyway, what about the other one? Tmidin. Says the Minchas Chinuch. So what was that? Ela Shorish Hadavar. That Torah tzivsa l'shora l'hodes Hashem al korban masha yirsu kipitzachus l'shona. The Achari said, "But David beyisid mizmor mozek him over tefila sheim in a Torah l'das a Rambam." Vanusach was agnes agdola, and so to brachas amazon. The Rambam is going to soon see because amazon. The chenivur, the Rambam, the hasagosa v'asefa mitzvus l'rabbeinu b'shorish aleph ayin shah. Minchas Chinuch quotes this Rambam. The chen hashirim that was b'shabbos and yatav omed rabbanim in a Torah ein chiluk. Ein Nivur is a Shira. Then he mentions Hazib Lecha. Okay. But that, he says, maybe that's also not Minat Torah. Minat Torah, any Shira would be enough. He quotes a Pnei Yeshua, apparently the same thing. Al Kopanim, this is what Rabban is saying for Hallel, for the Bahag, at least thus far, and Shira, and so too Birchas HaMazon, a similar thing. Let's go on. Rechein Amru, the Birchas HaMazon, Shehu Vadai Minat Torah, Moshe Tikin Birchas HaZon, the first bracha benching. Yeshua tikein birchas arts when he entered. Moshe was mitaki birchas hazan when the man began to fall. Yeshua tikein birchas arts brachas memches when he entered Israel. Shlomo tikein bani Yerushalayim. Nu the nusach the kuan in matbeyan Torah. The nusach is not the deraisa. Aba, what is the din deraisa birchas hamazon these various brachas? It's the veino mina Torah shenivarech achar achilaseinu ko echad kefi daito. Whatever nusach you say to express the ideas that are expressed in each of these brachas, in whatever way you say it. Kenyan birchas minyamin raya. The Gemara in Ketz Mevarech minyamin raya said hamotzi with in Aramaic in the vernacular for him sh'am abrich rachmana mari dahi pita. And you would say with that. So that would be the equivalent, you'd say, Birchas HaMazon on the ideas. Now, what happened? Bo HaNeviim, the Tikna Lanu Nusach Mesukan HaLashem Tzach HaMalitza. They gave it a Nusach. And more than that, that was Bishas HaMikdash. Now, what do we have today? We can't talk about Bishas HaMikdash B'Binyan, now we don't have it. So what did we do? B'Shaninu Bo, Anachnu Od Begolus, U'malchus B'Yisdav Meshichecha Meher Tachzirena L'mkoma, the Tivni Rishalayim Mikachacha, he's either paraphrasing or maybe he had a different slightly different nusach in the Rachim of Nei Rishalayim. It's basically the ideas that we talk about in the third bracha that talk about the wish to bring back the Beis HaMikdash and to rebuild Yerushalayim. So that's because we can't just speak about Beis HaMikdash B'Tifarta, we have to talk about the yearning for building Beis HaMikdash. Ki Ha'inyin Tikin Shlomo Beis Dino, what did David Shlomo Metakein? To talk about Yerushalayim. V'halashon kifi hazmanim yomar. The lashon has to fit the times. So we are in Golos. So therefore, what are we going to talk about when we speak about Yerushalayim? Rabbim Hashem Kari Yisrael Mechav Hashem Merecha. U'bnei Yerushalayim. Okay? V'chein, kol ma she'anu anachnu mishabchim bo lokel yis'al kachu. And therefore, v'lama yitama harav v'halazeh v'yisodo, so David yosem et tishpachos kuhun. Why is the Rambam bothered more, wondering more about halamud than all the tishpachos? The nusach could come from later, and the Iker Inyan isn't before. But now the Rambam is going to go a step further. As a matter of fact, tell you even more. I'll tell you that the nusach of Hallel could also be finished. And I have a Gemara to support that. Even though it's really machlokes, Tanoim in the Gemara, Ramban is going to pick one of the shitas and say, no, maybe the other shitas are not totally arguing. We'll see what to do with this. We don't have time completely, but just to read on. Zalki Ramban Vait, he says, Umilvad zesh ein l'rav hamatmiya b'zeh shum raya. And even moreover, the Rav hamatmiya, who's the Rav hamatmiya? The Ramban, the one who's speaking all the fuss about Bahad. He doesn't really have any raya. Shiyo mismar m'halei l'shal halazeh l'david. The Rambam says, oh, shibach l'david. How do you know it's David? Abu Shema. Maybe, perhaps, the Moshe Rabbeinu had. How could it be? But I thought David wrote Tehillim. Oh yeah? The Rabbit David wrote every one of his mitzvot, none of them preceded David? None of them were written by Moshe? I'll tell you something. Kimmo, tefila l'moshe isha elokim, what mizmor is that, Rabbo, say you should know in your sleep? Sadi. Mismatzadi, Mifilo Moshe Shalokim, we say Sukkotim on Shabbos. The Achad Asar Mizmorim Sheimo. Sadi, Sadi Aleph, you should say so. Sadi Beis, no. Mismashel Yom Shabbos, Sadi Gimel, Hashem Malach, Sadi Dalet, this morning, no. This morning. No, Sadi Dalet, this morning. Shir Shal Yom Yom Vi. Okay, on the Kamas Hashem, Sadi Hey, Friday night. But those are five of the six are Sadi Hei to Sadi Tes. Kuf, you say every morning, is Musar. And then, only after that, you say Udavid. If the next Mizmor, Kuf Aleph, says Udavid. So what do you see? That from Tfilu Lamoshe Shalkim, which is Mizmor Tzadi, through Kuf, all were compositions of who? Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what he says. So maybe what? Maybe Kuf Yud Gimel, with Hala in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Gimel. It's Moshe's composition. David redacted it. David put it in. Maybe tweaked it a little bit, but basically the Mizmor is Moshe. Hashem al Moshe Rabbeinu hem kimot tefila Moshe Shalokim achad asem mizmor she'imo, meaning including it, kizes sefer tehilos. The sefer tehilos is sefer tehilim. Sometimes we refer to it as tehilos. The Malbim did that. The Malbim is the Malbim chomesh tehilos. People were upset with the Malbim that it should be called tehilim, but the Rambam, the Malbim is actually more grammatical, right? Tehila plural is tehilos, but yet for some reason we call it tehilim. It sounds from the Rambam, he's referring it as that, or he's just using his own melitza. Zeh sefer tehilos mechubar mikosh yiras shenemro b'yisel b'ruach ha-kodesh. V'chachamim miyachsin mehem, some of these are the marishon. Some say, it's Mashiach Yom Shabbos, the other marishon. Ula Avram Avinu, there was some Islam that they say Avram composed, k'mo shehuzkav m'mar p'sachin b'asra. Ba'im yitzavi p'sachin. Even on this hallow, Atmo, his kiwa chacham she'enu l'David. This very hallow took him before the Gemara that they're chacham that they wasn't David. Amusham pekavi tzachim. The Gemara says over there, daf kuf yud zayin, hallow ze mi amaro. Amrav Yosi, Elazar bin Yomer. My son Elazar says, Moshe b'Yisrael amru b'shar she'omdu al hayam. When they were by Yamsuk, that's when Kar Yisrael, Moshe and Kar Yisrael said it. V'charuk and Elav Chaveirov and his friends disagreed with him, Lomar David amaro. The nearin devarav mi devrehem, but his words of my son are more appealing to me than what his son's friends thought. Why? It had to be from before David, because after all, says Rav Elazar, says Rav Yossi, that why is my son more correct? Because think about the following: Efsher shachli saos pischeim kaiso shatting the psachim, but not lulavim. They're taking the lulavim veinom imhalel. So obviously, it had to be there from before. Now we're talking about the nusach. Now, Shechidas HaPesach is a separate discussion. We talked about Yud Ches Yomim, we can talk about Shechidas HaPesach. The Mishnah and Pesachim, earlier Prakim, that they shech, they at the time of Pesach, there was Hallel. Who said that Hallel? Machokes, Rashi, and Tosis. Whether it was going on the Levim or the Kitos themselves who were being shown for the Pesach. So we have to know. But it had to be a Hallel that was already there, a Nusach. The Lulav, Natru Pesachim, could be the Inyan of Sukkot, because it's connected to the mitzvah. The Migdash, it was every day. To take every day a lulav. Added Migdash, you have to know. We say Hallel every day, we also take the lulav, Takanav Yom HaZakai. The Doraisa was only the first day. So you have to know, if Hallel that we have today is only because of the Rabbanim, we take the lulav every day, or separate from that. The Gemara he's quoting is, they have to have a Hallel, because how could you not? Says the Ramban, that's one Gemara. The Shamod, another Gemara, the Abi Pesachim. How is Emi Amaro? Avlezer Gadol Omer Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shasha Amad Lehem Paro Harasha. Hey, Mamu Lolano, Hashem Lolano, Goch Kodesh Meshiva Lemani Mani Esse. That was like a back and forth. It sounds like the Gemara is discussing the whole Hallel, but it's talking about Lolano specifically. But it's everything. Ad the Chachamim say, after all the different shitas that talk about different kufas of history, that Shua said it. and Dvorah and Baruch said it, and Mordechai the Esther, so there's a whole group of Shitas, and then Chacham says that it was actually not that, but rather the Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknu. Now, let's understand, who are the Nevi'im Shebeinayim? Says Ramban, Tiknu Shei Omro Sa Koperek Uperek, that's the Ramban, Ramban's means under the Moadim, Val Kotzar B'tzar Shevol Tavo L'Tzibur, when there's a distress, Ukshenigolin Omro Sa Gulas. Says the Ramban, Vine. Ledas Rabbi Lezer, who in Moshe, out Sarasan and Paro. That was the sheet that you just quoted. Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Lezer, God says, Moshe B'Yisrael Amru by the Yamsu. So what means that Moshe B'Yisrael said what? The Nusach of Haruka of the Hashem, the Nusach that we have. Right? Udivir Chachamim, after all the sheet is Chacham say, Lo atzor yedua. So Paro wasn't for that specifically. Abu Hushiru l'chola prokim batzaros ugu asida mitakonas neviim shebeinayim. Who are the neviim? Says the Ramban. Umas omu neviim shebeinayim. Yirmos l'dor, not David, l'dor sheyotza mimitzrayim l'moshe Aaron. Understand what we're doing here at Bosei? We're going to get Ramban, Nasogis, Shoresh Aleph, not saying over, you know, Kri Shlishi, Kri Revi. The Ramban is telling us that the Pshat in the Gemara Pesachim, Neviim, Shebeinayim, is the door, Yotzei Mitzrayim, the leaders of that door, who? Moshe, Aaron, Umiriam, the Latsiye B'nei Yisrael, that's from Parshas Mishpatim, the great nobles of Eretz of Kar Yisrael, Ucho, Shebehem, Lech HaKodesh. They were composing this Nusach. That's the Chacham. So many Shitas are actually attributing it to Moshe and his door. Oh, ye perusho tiknu sheyichadu lehem hashir hazeh leprokim letzaros. They designated it to be said in these times. K'mosh amar bebrachos anshei segdolah tiknu. Or maybe they set aside these to be said on certain times, and then the Gemara says which times Hashem Zedolah set it up for us. But meanwhile, in Kain, ein she'elu l'rav al bal halachos b'halozeh klal. How could the Ramban say such a thing? And what about the Nusach of Hallel? Yomru na Beis Aaron? Beis HaLevi Baruch Hu Hashem? Kriyas Yam Suf. We haven't yet established. Beis HaLevi. Shulna Gedola. What do you think of that? It's an interesting kasha. You want to say, Mamash, the Nusach Zahat. How do you deal with those psukim? I'm not going to sit up in the back. You will get it. Let me just go quickly. Let me just try to get to a point where we can end. But now that I'm going to give you what is his agenda here. There's what he says in the larger agenda. But Amnam Farhodinu, we've already acknowledged the Baal Halachos Machnis V'Cheshbon Hazeh Mitzvos Shel Devarim. I've already told you that the Bahag mentions Rabbanos. V'Lamado Rav Schus. We have already defended him because Savnu Hisnat Shluso. So why make a big fuss of making a deraisa here? The answer is, but l'maisa, it's even better. Avu hisararnu ala halel v'she'in lana mefurash v'halel shel shechitas ha-pesach v'achiloso. We don't see explicitly the halel of shechitas ha-pesach and the eating of the Pesach, the night of Pesach, v'halel shel mtilas lu'ab deoraisa v'rishon the Pesach v'adzeres v'chol elu ein lana raisha in the Devarim. There's no proof that's the Rabbanim. For all we know, it's all deraisa. So, like, why do I have to assume the assumption of the Rambam that's the Rabbanan and try to say, well, it could still fit with Taryag? I'll tell you it's the Reis. Now, there is a few Gemaras that the Rambam has to concede. Because what did he mention in the list right now? That we have no Raya that these days are Hallel the Rabbanan. They could be the Reis. What didn't he mention? Chanukah. Ukvar om the Gemara Tainis. Hallel the Rosh Chodesh lav the Reis. That's why we skip. It was a minute to say the Dilug. Umashmo zeh, the biyom sheyochid gomer, so when you have whole Hallel, who do rice? Umesachas erchin, darshubo, ashi yelchem keles kadish chag, laila mkudish chag, the night that's mkudish chag, the pesach ton shirish, in mkudish chag, and ton shir. Vapish is emedivri kabalahu. Even though it's a pasuk in Ishaya, abo yom ha-navi, but what is the Navi telling us? He's trying to say it's the Raisa. Nobody's telling us, Ki Yashiru Gokela Moshiach Usam Yatzim Cherev. They should sing to Hashem who saved them from the Chayv, Kasher Him Yishorim, Beleos Kadosh Chag, like they sing on the night of Pesach, V'hu Le'alach Yosa Pesach, Shoyim Yishorim, V'kol Gadok, Moshe Amru, Pesachim says, Kezayis Pischa, V'halel Apaka Igra. From the eating of the Karban Pesach and the Halel, the roof was cracking, it was like, it's going to explode, it was so intense. V'od, Im Huma Devreim, if it was old Rabbana, Lama Yitam Rav Yossi, why Rav Yossi with wonder? Just quoting more before in Avi Pesachim, Efshe Shachti Yisrael Peschein V'lo Mashira Natkus Goben V'lo Mashira. What do you mean? There was no Shira to say. There was no how to say it. V'lo David Amaro Kedivei Rav. According to the Rambam, for who based Dino Tiknu or based Mishachareim Tiknu or saw Pesach Ba'alulav. So Bekimish Takana Hilo Engor of Yosi Kushal Mishiyitin Osat Takana David Omer Halal or based Nachman. So why is he bothered by the fact that David was a Takana of later? Avo Haroi Shehu Miyachis Osuan Cheknes Agdola. It's appropriate to attribute it to them. What's the mugger? This the Raisa, what does it fit? Now comes the Ramban with another powerful line. Chazal's words, where does it fit? The year halacha l'moshe Sinai, one possibility. We have much more to say hallel in these days. Oh, shu bechal hasimcha shenitzdavenu ba. Kemosha kosov, again a pasuk, bingo, pashas baroscha. V'yom simchas l'mo'adechem, and so on, u'vashich hadsheichem, skatem hachatzot, sa'oseichem ha'sivu shamechem. That you have to blow the hachatzot with the kabanos as a simcha, a demonstration. Ki ike hashir b'peh, as we said before, u'kri v'sumi kola, the kri is only to give it sweetness. Then it's that vein of besimchas hashir ala karban. So there's a mixture of shira ala karban, the shiloh b'shas ala karban, bechlal hasimcha as well. But wait a second. The pasuk talks about what day? Rosh Chodesh. In Rosh Chodesh, we know there is no halel, ho halel. So that's the Gemara in Eichon he's alluding to right now. We didn't have a chance to get into it carefully. Elish aniyat to Rosh Chodesh begun. The Gemara asks in Eichon daf yud the other day. So why not Rosh Chodesh? Gemara has reasons why it's different. Rishchodesh begvulin, the mikdash, yes, but not begvulin. Nesh enu mekudesh lechag. There's no isim alacha, but enu talon shira. So it's a miut. But that which we have shira, it's because we have simchascha. Now, what mitzvah? Simcha. Shabbos Arya in one place assumes it's the mitzvah like the samachti b'chagecha. And he asked the kasha from Gemara Sukkah that tells us that if the woman is saying halel for the man, he should repeat the words as well because she can't be motzi him. And he says, but wait a second, she's mochiv in simcha just like he is, so why can't she motzi him? And he assumes it's the simcha of the samachta v'chagecha. L'maisa, and the Ramban is not mashma, the Ramban is mashma, which simcha is he referring to? V'yom simchasta. Okay, let's just try to end. V'sham v'sachas erichin amru, minayin l'ikashir b'nator mehacha, tassu javir shem kecha b'simcha b'tuvlevav, eizu avodashi b'simcha b'tuvlevav, have yom izushira. In Cain, efshir shenidrash b'yom tovim shekasav simcha. Yom Tovim, it's written Simcha. Here it sounds a little bit like the Shagasari. Then the Sirabu Bo, Kol Minei Simcha Shetei Hashir B'Cholam, including Shira. I'm just going to stick in very quickly just another Maramakum, the Ramban and Chumash. On the Pasuk Mikra Kodesh in Parshas Emor, the Ramban has a lashon that we should gather together the Parhesia, the Beis Elokim, the Tfila, the Halel Lokel. So the Ramban doesn't say Mikra Kodesh over here. But in Chumash, he says Mikra Kodesh. Another, just let me mention the paragraph right now. You see, from there's four lines to go. There's one more Gemara that Ramban has to acknowledge. A Gemara in Brachas Perek Sheni, and that is the Gemara has a suffix. It says by Kriyas Shema Yamafsik Umeishim in the year of their covered and Aprakim and the Emsav Perek. The Gemara has a suffix. What about Halel? So we have these halachas that you can be interrupting in the middle of Halel. The Gemara has two tzedim. Maybe yes, maybe not. So the Gemara says like this. Halel u'megillah, ma'ushi yifsok, mi amrina, kriyashma, do raisa, posek, halel drabbanu u'koshkein. Wah, lashna gemara. Halel drabbanu. So it's a koshkein, you can be mafsik. Odilma, pisumi nisa adif, that you're not mafsik. And that's how the gemara says posek. The gemara ends up saying you are posek. So what do you see? Bizem mare? Actual honesty, the Ramban just indicates shuhu divrei. After all this, I made a whole case and built a whole tower that's deraisa gemara brachas. Avu efsher sha'al yimei Chanukah The al yamim she'ena yachid gomer ben sahalel ne'mar, which day? B'shchodesh. And Chanukah, which is gomer, but it's not, that wouldn't fit with the Ramban paradigm of simcha moedim. That's what the Gemara is discussing. Okay, you have to know what he means by this. You have to see the Gemara there to know what he's referring to. I don't have time to explain it, but you look in the Gemara, you see what he's referring to. So it's going on Hallel of Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. V'dumya de Megillah Shalu. Just like that. So it's a Drabbanan Hallel. Aval, but again, to reiterate, Hallel b'achilas p'sachim u'netilas lulav. Again, he's referring to Sukkot as netilas lulav Hallel. To me, it's mashma rabosei chidush that the Hallel that we say the rest of Sukkot is not deraisa. Because our lulav is not deraisa. The Hallel of the 8 days of Sukkot deraisa would be the Migdash. Which sounds like enough. Because he's connecting to netilas lulav. And netilas lulav is only deraisa on the first day. It's a little deep to me. Netilas lulav yiyah min haTorah kemo shenira mipshatei shmos eilu shehezkarnu u'mikol makom. One thing I accomplished in all of this, mikol makom, bal ha-halachos patur mikol ha-tviyos va-terumos halalu. You have no claim on the bal ha-halachos. You have no claim. I'm just going to end with this. After all the defense of the bal ha-halachos, so what does Rabban think about tariag mitzvahs? Okay, he goes on now with more nyanim and answer more kashis. What about Erevin? Why doesn't he count Erevin? Tilas Yedayim, that's for you to learn further. And he goes into Kvuras. Kvura is a deraisa and the other nyanim. But at the end of the day, in the Kishiv Tkufos, at the end of the day, I just want you to look at the very last paragraph of the Rabban and Shorish Rishon, the very last paragraph. So you see how he just, for the sake of Hashlama, just to see this last point. What he finished writing all this, and he writes, Hine. See the last paragraph, page Memches. Mamsh ending here. I'm sorry to go a little bit over. Hine partarnu bal halachos miyos Torah bishkios hagedolos hashehashim oso behen harav zetzal. You see, Ramban has very strong passion about this. Again, partarnu, we have got him off the hook from being considered to have made, but the Ramban really made the Baha'i look very bad. And his minion was very popular and ubiquitous, and it was accepted by many of the poets and so on. And the Ramban came to the defense of the Baha'i. And I got him off the hook. The Im Kozeh, it's incredible, Im Kozeh, Yoser Divi Harav Krovim Lanu. Who's the Divi Harav? The Ramban. The Nirin Be'einenu Shelo Yimnu B'minyan Hazeh Ela Mitzvah Shehein Min HaTorah Belvad. If we can work it out. And therefore, okay, and you see the rest of it. Basically, the point of the Ramban is when he makes his cheshbon, he actually works within the framework of the Rambam, tweaking here, tweaking there. The Rambam counted this, he should have. The Rambam counted Abubisa's basin as 4, Mitzvah, the Ramban counts it as 1. Kahena the Kahena took out tefillah, and if you look at the end of the minyan hamitzvahs, I say, what are you going to see in the sefer mitzvahs? The mitzvahs sheshachar harav, because the Ramban has a little bit to work with. He took out some mitzvahs, so he can replace it. So midisha beret Yisrael for the Ramban is a mitzvah, tamim tia is a mitzvah. That's the list of shichas ha'asein. If you look after the minyan of the losa says, you'll have the same thing again, that the Ramban has his mitzvahs that he puts in, that the Rambam left out, and that's because for the Ramban, it's available to him. So that gives you, at the end of the day, you see how the Ramban is so concerned about the covenant of the Bahag, and you see how he really stretches himself out, puts his neck out, but at the end of the day, he says, but Lamaisa, I think that I tend to agree with the Rambam, but we don't count the Ramban as. That's in Shoresh Rishon. Okay, Rabbosei, have a wonderful summer. Yitzhashem, 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 Yitzhashem,